drag racing in Kansas. One of the most exciting rides of my life was experienced on a Kansas highway during my 1967 trip with Grandma and Grandpa to Denver, Colorado. It was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. It was one of those days that Grandpa was sure he could cover 850 miles before we stopped somewhere late that night. Traffic was light, we pulled out of the Holiday Inn and headed out on the road. The speed limit was 90 miles per hour, and Grandpa was doing somewhat better than that, as was his custom. We approached a car from the rear that must have been doing 50 miles per hour. No problem, Grandpa just pulled out and passed the lane to go around the slowpoke. To our surprise, the slowpoke gunned his car and speeded up to over 100 miles an hour. Grandpa was not able to pass him and pulled in behind, all the while leveling a torrent of abuse and obscenities at this wise-ass. The wise-ass slowed down to about 50 miles per hour, and because of the oncoming cars, Grandpa had to stay behind at 40 miles per hour under the speed limit. As soon as the oncoming cars passed us, Grandpa pulled in the passing lane and gunned the Buick Electra. The wise-ass gunned his car as well, and we were neck and neck at 120 miles per hour for about 2 miles. Then more oncoming cars forced Grandpa to pull back in behind the wise-ass and slow back down to about 50 miles an hour again. I don't ever recall seeing Grandpa's mad or Grandma's hysterical as they both were at that moment. Grandpa was screaming at the wise-ass, actually the names he was using I can't repeat, and Grandma was pleading for her life. After several of these passing episodes, Grandpa had had enough. He pulled into the left lane and put the Electra's accelerator to the floor. The wise-ass responded likewise, and we were off. The Buick was roaring on all 8 cylinders and the tank of Sunoco 260 gasoline, but the race was very tight. Grandpa and the wise-ass were neck and neck for miles. Grandma screaming all the while about death and carnage and state patrolmen. Top speed was over 120 miles per hour when the Electra appeared to be edging slightly ahead. Grandpa was going to win the race. There was only one problem, the oncoming driver. Now, Grandpa was not about to lose his hard-fought battle simply because some unfortunate driver happened to be in the other lane. Grandpa, he never even blinked as his poor soul took to the shoulder of the road in order to avoid a head-on collision with the Buick Electra doing over 120 miles per hour. Grandpa drove on as if he'd never noticed running the other car off the road. He was starting to pull out ahead. As soon as the wise-ass realized he's about to lose the race and deduce the kind of hardcore, high-speed, passing demon that he was dealing with in Grandpa, he promptly took an exit ramp, all the while shaking his fist at Grandpa, who was yelling obscenities back at him. With the victory in hand, Grandpa drove triumphantly down the road toward Denver.